At 3 o'clock, we went to mine-laying stations. The speed of the flotilla had dropped 12 knots, and the ships astern of us, one by one, had laid their mines and hauled out the line. The Legion, our next astern, was still laying, continuing the single line of mines. Which would eventually stretch for more than 12 miles. On some nights, we laid in a series of obtuse angled Vs, each ship laying half her eggs on the original course and the remainder on a new course, thus spreading the minefield over an area. Tonight, it was a single line. The time for us to start laying had almost arrived, as the mine-laying party stationed aft took up their positions and waited for the signal from the bridge. Suddenly, a light went on inside a shielded metal case, close to one of the hauling-aft machines. It shone through a yellow disc of glass bearing the words, "Stand by." Next moment, the black shape of our next astern could be seen altering course. One of the subs picked up a Navy phone and spoke to the captain on the bridge. "Legion hauling out, sir." The yellow disc disappeared, and a green one shone in its place, carrying the words, "Lay mines." The hauling aft machines were set going. Someone was holding a watch so as to catch the rays of the green light and was saying, "Drop one, drop two, drop three, drop four." At intervals of 5 seconds, with gaps of 15 seconds after each group of four. The mines trundled slowly aft and slid overboard, first from one side and then from the other. "Drop 44, drop 45, drop 46. As the last mine went over the side, a switch was turned and a light on the bridge showed the words, "Have stopped." Astern of us, in the white line of our wake, two mines lay on the surface like discarded plum puddings. Then, with a slight plop, they took their final plunge. But the ship was keeling over now, the curved track astern showing that we had swung onto our new course. For a moment, we caught a glimpse of Venturus on our starboard bow. She had started laying. Then we lost sight of her as we left the flotilla and proceeded on an independent course. But the most difficult operation was still to come. As soon as each ship had hauled out of the line, she had to proceed at a certain speed and on a certain course, which would eventually bring the whole flotilla together at a previously arranged rendezvous. When visibility was poor, as it often was, it was difficult to separate thus, and then join up in correct order at a definite meeting place. So in misty weather, we had to risk burning our navigation lights on low power during the first few minutes in which the flotilla was reforming in line ahead.